So we got some questions from our listeners and just kind of what they were curious about, like what they wanted to know about you. So you up for anything here?
Up for everything.
All right. Go ahead, Malia.
Well, Josie wants to know, how many tattoos do you have and which one is your favorite?
Well, I have three. My favorite one's probably Lefty Frizzell is my favorite country singer of all time. And for those, I know, I'm sure you're familiar with him, but for those who aren't, he came out in 1950, and he basically, Merle Haggard, George Jones, George Strait, I mean, a lot of people, you know, pay a lot of respect and honor him with their music, and even Willie Nelson did an album called Two Lefty from Willie, and so I'm left-handed, so I have a lefty tattoo that I really like.
We have something else in common then. I'm left-handed also. Okay, sorry.
All right. Well,
sorry to interrupt.
I'll tell you, my worst tattoo, my least favorite, is I don't even really want to talk about it. It was years ago in college. I was alcohol-induced sleeping. and somebody had made a tattoo gun out of a remote control car motor, a guitar string, and ink.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so I have, you know, I'll maybe tell you what it is later. It's probably appropriate for all those wonderful folks out there listening today.
Well, we'll be seeing you in Clive, so we can talk about that then.
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, that kind of, hearing the tattoo story kind of brings me to Jeremy's question. He wants to know, who have you been on tour? Who have you had the most fun with when you've been out on tour?
Well, you know, what's crazy is we were out with, right when Blake Shelton started The Voice, him and I were out with Brad Paisley. So I was out with those guys for a few months. And of course, as you can imagine, it was chaos. And then I had the opportunity to meet Miranda through Blake out there. And so I went on the road with her for about 7 months. And so I really could, I don't know, that's hard to choose between because Miranda is quite a pistol, as you can imagine. And we had so much fun. And then Blake is a lunatic and Brad's hilarious and a prankster. So really, there was never a dull moment in either one of those tours, and so I think I'm just going to call it a tie.
During that time frame, to be completely honest, I was following you guys on Twitter like it was my job, and I was running a Blake and Jared tweet of the day on my show because just some of the most amazing things you guys were putting on Twitter, and I could not stop laughing because they were outstanding.
Well, he started it.
So Lacey also has a question, which apparently has become part of the tradition here on the Morning Kickstart. Lacey on Twitter wants to know, boxers, briefs, all of the above, or none of the above?
Well, you know, I've learned living on this earth that boxer briefs are the hybrid is what suits me best. And I could go into detail, but like I said, you might probably hang up on me.
Fair enough. Well, again, Jared, we are excited to see you. We're personally going to be at the show, Seven Flags Event Center in Clive, on February 7th at the Saturday night show. But you're also playing at the Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids. You're also Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, which is obviously a legendary venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see you at the Seven Flags Event Center in Clive. Tickets are still available, I believe, for all three shows. So definitely want to get out and come see the show. Jared Neiman, Joe Diffie, Joe Denham, and it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, thank you for letting everybody know all those other dates. And if anybody can make it out, I know times are crazy, but we sure love to try to show you a good time and play some music and hopefully have a night we wish we could remember.
Well, between what you're saying and what Joe Denham told us, it sounds like it might be kind of a foggy Saturday night in Central Iowa.
In a good way.
It definitely could be.
Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Well, thank you for the time, and take your vitamins and minerals, and get ready for some Joe Diffie.